You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We welcome you to the final hour of the program, and it's been a busy one. So much reaction to what took place earlier today in Nashville, where Florida eked out a win against Vanderbilt, but the big story, the Cats going down to Mississippi State. Mississippi State moves on, and they'll get Alabama tomorrow. Speaking of Alabama, we are delighted to welcome the athletic director at the University of Alabama to our program, the winner of the SEC, Greg Byrne, joining us. Greg, first of all, thank you for making time. I know there is so much excitement going on that campus and in Nashville, but before we even get to the issue, we talked to you last, and you were a couple of months ago, and you were recovering, and we hope your health is good. You look good. Well,
thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. I feel much, much better than I did last time I was on the show. And I think I came on and did an interview with you right after I had come out of isolation. And it really took me a couple more months to get back to normal. But I'm doing good. My energy level is 100%. Got my first vaccine last weekend and very excited about the future.
Well, we're all glad to hear that. You were so honest about your experience, and I'm certain that many people learned from it, and I'm sure you've spoken to many people since then. But we're glad you're doing well. But we do want to talk about something you did about 2 years ago. You made a very tough decision, making a change of a popular coach who had a good record, and you brought in a coach that, let's be honest, most of us had never heard of before, and now he's the SEC Coach of the Year. Can you go back to that moment and take us through your process?
Well, yeah, when you're going and hiring a coach, it's always an interesting time. And I met with the media before I went out on the search. In fact, I left right from the press conference to go start interviews. But one of the things I tried to say is, you know, we're really not concerned about winning the press conference. We just want to get a really good college basketball coach. And that's what we were focused on, that we thought would fit here at the University of Alabama. And I knew who Nate was already, although I had never met him before we ended up sitting down, I think, 2 days later. And I was very impressed with what he was doing from an offensive standpoint, as well as a defensive standpoint, which I think you've seen, as our defense efficiency has been really good from a basketball standpoint. And so flew up to Buffalo and sat down with he and his wife Crystal and their three daughters and had a dinner together with them and talked family, but talked a lot of basketball. And right away, early into the conversation, I thought, you know, I think Nate could really fit here at Alabama. And so the next day, actually, another team was going to come in and interview him. I knew that and decided that we wanted to speed it up and get it done. And he and Crystal and the family came back with us to Tuscaloosa later that day. And here we are. And obviously got a big game tomorrow against Mississippi State. And we need to go take this one game at a time. And hopefully we can go play well and continue to advance throughout March.
Greg, you've made a lot of hiring decisions at your stops, whether at Mississippi State and bringing Dan Mullen, or at Arizona or at Alabama. I'm really curious how you do it, because I know you run you're pretty much the search committee, and that can be a daunting challenge. But is there a basic modus operandi that you use, or does it depend on the circumstances?
Well, I do think circumstances drive what you're looking for. Well, you know, one of the things I try to do is find coaches who are smarter than me. That doesn't take a whole lot. And when you sit down and you get a chance to talk to people, you start to figure that out pretty quickly. You want, obviously, somebody that has good ethics, cares about kids, is really sound from a X's and O's standpoint, has recruiting plans. And, you know, what I talk about to them is I said, tell me your plans A to Z, academics to zone defense. How are you going to run everything? And, you know, when you sit down with coaches, you get a pretty good feel early on if you think that they could potentially could be a fit. You try to block a lot of the outside noise because that doesn't do you a whole lot of good in your decision-making process. And you look for some of those key things in their communication. Are they good communicators? Do you feel like they're going to sell well when they sit across in the family room of a mom and a dad and of a 17 or 18-year-old young man or young woman? And you look at how are they responding to you from a body language standpoint? Are they good listeners? All those different things. And, you know, usually it's been interesting. You know, we did hire Dan Mullen. We were at Mississippi State. And I told the story back then, probably 20 to 30 minutes into the conversation with Dan, we knew that was probably going to be a good fit. Actually, the same thing here at baseball with Brad Bohannon right away. Felt like he would be a good fit here at Alabama. And with Nate, something similar. Probably about a half hour in the conversation, I told Jeff Puritan, who was with me, I was like, I really think this guy could be a good fit for us. And we've been fortunate, and it's worked out well, and we're excited about the future, but obviously a lot to play for this year right now, too.
Greg Byrne with us, the athletic director at Alabama. And Greg, Alabama has been successful in so many sports. We won't even need to address the football quotient, but they've won national championships in countless events. But basketball, it's always been close, but never quite getting there. What have you seen in this transformation with Nate Oates? And this may be an easy question or maybe a difficult question, but what is the ceiling for Alabama basketball?
Well, one of the things when we had our very first meeting, when Regina and I were fortunate enough to be able to come to Alabama, we said, hey, you know, we've won in a lot of sports for a long time here, but we are Alabama. We should be good, and we're not going to apologize for wanting to do that. You want to be respectful, and you want to have humility in your approach, but you should have confidence at Alabama that you can have success. And so as we looked at our men's basketball program, we have had a lot of success in the past. Obviously, Wimp had some great teams, and CM Newton had some incredible teams too. And, you know, we've had some ups and downs throughout, you know, and when we were looking at what we were, you know, where our strengths were, if you look at within the state of Alabama, there are going to be some young men and young women for other sports that are going to have that opportunity to have the ability to play here at Alabama. But the other thing that you have is you want to be able to have recruiting connections that give you national reach and sometimes even international reach. We've got two young men on our men's basketball program from Canada. And the Alabama brand does stretch across the country and sometimes stretches to other parts of the world. And so we need to use that to our strength to be able to recruit young men, young women that give us the best opportunity to compete in what we do. I mean, this is big time SEC college athletics, and that's what we want to be a part of. And it's great that you can recruit people here that want to be a part of the same thing. And let's go out and compete and give it our best chance to go win titles and have great experiences that our kids can have a great accomplishment that they're a part of. And then at the same time, too, that our fans can enjoy and be a part of. And they need to balance all that with the academic responsibilities that we have in the part two. And it's the successes we've had academically here at Alabama are top-notch. So whatever we do, we want to do well, and we're fortunate to be able to do that from time to time here.
Greg, I'd like to close by talking about one player in particular, because we had the opportunity to meet him a few weeks ago. You know him a lot better, and that is the SEC Player of the Year, Herb Jones. There were more recruited, heavily recruited players, and we fixate on things like that, but really, really interested in your thoughts on getting to know him and watching him progress.
Well, you know, we have 650 student athletes here at Alabama, and obviously you try to get to know as many of them as you possibly can. Herb, I've been around now for 4 years. You want to talk about a selfless individual. He does whatever he can do for his team to give us the best opportunity to win ball games. He puts in the work tirelessly on his own. At the same time, too, he plays on both ends of the floor. And he, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine that works in the NBA about Herb recently, And I said, he can guard all five spots at the college level. That doesn't happen very often, but he can also play all five spots on the offensive side of the ball too. I mean, he plays point for us a lot. And you know, Herb's a legitimate 6 foot nine, six foot eight, 6 foot nine. And so he's just a wonderful young man. You want to talk about, if in the dictionary, if you look at you know, a team player, Herb Jones would be right there front and center because of the approach he has. I know it's only been a couple times or a handful of times in the history of the SEC, but for somebody to win the SEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year is all you need to know about Herb and just the approach he takes on a daily basis.
Greg Byrne, the Director of Athletics at Alabama. Greg, thanks for coming by. It's always a pleasure for us to have you here, and we hope to see you again very soon.
Hey, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. And also, I talked to my mom just before I came on, who's a big fan of your show, and so it's her birthday today, so I had to make sure I give her a happy birthday on the air, too. So roll tide and happy birthday,
Mom. Oh, that is
Mom.
Fantastic. Well, you got some great parents. I've had the pleasure of meeting both of them. Thank you very much, Greg Byrne, joining us. And happy birthday to Greg's mom. And we will take a break. Much more to come here in the final 30 or 40 minutes. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. Great to have you here late on a Thursday afternoon. And George is up next. Hey, George, good afternoon.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hey, Paul. Been a long time listener. Finally got through to you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, buddy. I was just wanting to call in today and talk a little bit about the Calipari issue. People, you know, talking bad about him overtaking the knee. You know, I feel like myself, you know, Calipari is a heck of a coach. I'll stand behind him no matter what. But, you know, he did that for those kids, and he had no harmful intent when he did it. And, you know, people need to realize, I mean, it's black and white, you know, things that's going on in this country, you know, and, you know, it's just about love and sharing that with other people in this world. And, you know, that's what Calipari did it for. He didn't do it to disrespect the flag. He didn't do it to disrespect any of the people who fought and died for this country. He did it because it's something that's going on and people have to face every day in this country. And I'm glad he did.
Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it very much. Austin is calling next.
Yes.
Hello, Austin.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Austin, we're doing great tonight.
All right, first-time caller, long-time listener. Listen, Paul, I'm hearing all these UK fans kind of, you know, vouch for Cal, and I'm a little disappointed in him. And if we look at his win percentage from his last six seasons, it's down 10% compared to his first six seasons. This is going to go down as the worst season in Kentucky history, in my opinion. And, you know, in the 12 seasons Coach Cal's been here, he's got one championship. We've gotten some Final Fours. And he's getting, you know, he has this players first mentality. And I'm really looking to see something change here, Paul. I'm just kind of disappointed. I'm looking for players to stay, and unfortunately, that's not the trend anymore. And I just got to ask, Paul, how much longer should we give Coach in before we see a change?
Well, Austin, I think you have to – you don't have to, but I think you should look at this year as an outlier – and then roll the dice next year. I mean, Cal didn't have the opportunity last year to take this team to its full potential. I thought, instead, before the tournament was canceled, I thought there was a Final Four team. So that doesn't matter now. Nobody played. So, Anthony Graham feels worse. Gonzaga feels worse. A lot of people feel terrible. But, this was a disaster. There's no getting around it. You can't sugarcoat it. And what you have to do is rebound, and I'm certain he will. Recruiting has been fantastic. Now, if we're sitting here a year from now and having similar conversations, then I think it becomes a legitimate conversation about what the future looks like. Thanks for the call. Melissa is up next. Hey, Melissa, thank you very much.
Hello, Paul. I hope I can remember all my points I wanted to hit.
Sure.
I've never called in. Number one, everybody is forgetting the main thing. This has not been a year for anybody because of the COVID. I went to the 12 tournament in New Orleans. I mean, I've been watching them for 45 years, and we have got a super coach. He does great recruiting. Unfortunately, the recruiting recruits the good boys, and then they go on, yes, as the caller before me wasn't too happy about. But I don't know if people can remember how, if you go to a Kentucky ball game and the players get wound up, the fans get up, that place almost vibrates. And the players raise their hands. They get excited. These players this year have not been able to experience any of the fans in the bleachers at all. I mean, we can hear the coaches saying what they want to say. And it's just not been a buildup for them. I mean, you play a few games, and then team you're going to play, that gets canceled because they got COVID. And the world has been turned upside down by COVID. I don't care what they say. I mean, I just think that the experiences were not what the normal players have been able to experience. They even had the Super Bowl where they were playing when one team got good response. They were playing loud.
Yeah, Melissa, I agree with you on that. But remember, Arkansas and Alabama have been fantastic this year. They've had the same issues that Kentucky has had. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Gene, who is up next. Hello, Gene.
Hello, how you doing?
Gene, we're doing great.
Okay, listen, what we basically have here is the SEC conference, and the SEC conference is well known for a football conference. And of all the schools in the SEC, by far, by large, large amounts, Kentucky has enjoyed the best recruits. We've always gotten the best recruits. And so you're playing against a football conference with the best basketball team. And so we will never know what other coaches would have done with our recruits. And so anyway, today, we don't have an inbound play. We don't have an inbound play. He's never had an inbound play. He didn't have an inbound play when he was at Memphis and got beat by Kansas in overtime. He couldn't get the ball in, lost that game. So anyway, we've been plagued with that. So anyway, yes, he's got a fantastic record. Yes, he does. Would the other coaches have had the same record with our recruits? That's up for debate. But anyway,
let me ask you this. He replaced Billy Gillespie. Do you want to go back and?
Oh my! Let's leave him out of the conversation.
Well, I just wanted to remind Kentucky fans how we got to Cal.
Well, Mitch Barnhart has gone his longevity. He's done a fantastic job at Kentucky. He's outlived all expectations of athletic directors. They have an expectation of maybe 7 or 8 years. He's more than double that. He's done great. At that time, Billy Gillespie, someone didn't do their homework. Okay, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. Now, some people say he's only had Calipari. We're back to Calipari. He's had one bad year. Now, what about 13? 13 wasn't too good. So anyway, now they're making more kids. They're not making more universities. And so we have more kids, more athletes to go to different schools. And I played basketball clear up to 63 years old when my doctor said, are you going to quit now or after surgery? I watched my grandsons. I coached. I had inbound plays under the basket after a made shot, on your own basket, inbound side things, two or three each position. We don't seem to have one.
Well, Gene, I know you understand it, but for those who don't understand, I mean, the inbounds play is fairly simple. How can this escape? It's simple to understand but how can this escape someone like John Calipari?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But it's repeated. It's repeated. You can go back and look at games, and you can find out that we end up calling timeout to get the ball in. And then to pull out the clipboard, that's the wrong time to pull out the clipboard. You should be able to say, boys, we're running Nevada. Does everybody here understand Nevada?
So what would you have done today on the final play of the game, on the final couple of seconds?
I would not risk a three-pointer. Yes, Allen was having a good day, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But when you got a seven-footer and you got what's happened, okay, let's take another coach, Coach K of Duke. He would have had inbound, and that guy would have dribbled all the way straight to the rim. Because what did the coach of Mississippi State say in his timeout, which was the same timeout? Do not foul. Same as I would have said to my boys. Do not foul. Stay in position. Stay in position. You know, make them take a good shot. Okay, so if you dribble down there, and the coach's last words were, do not foul, do not foul. You put the burden on them. One for overtime. Two to win. We did not need a three-pointer. Yes, Allen had a good day. He was.
Coach, I hate to run, but we are just absolutely out of time here. We have to take this break. What a two-hour session we've had here. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. Final 30 minutes of the program. I'm glad you're all here, and let's get right to the calls. A lot of folks have been holding on, and David is up next. Hey, David.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
David, you there? Let me try Logan next. Hey, Logan, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you for the call.
Awesome. Yeah, I just want to say real quick, I really appreciate the call from Amy from Alabama. That was really brave, and I appreciate her standing up, and that was really good to hear. But I want to say most of the days I get really excited about your program. Today it seems like it's been a funeral. We got a lot of calls from Kentucky, and I think, Paul, you need to start charging some of these guys for therapy, because it seems like everybody's depressed there.
Logan reminded me a little bit of a back in the day of an Alabama regular season loss on Monday when fans just could not believe that the football team had lost. But I'd never done one quite like this. I remember the Monday after the Wisconsin game, but that was more technical. That was more about, okay, what did Kentucky not do right or wrong? There was some serious criticism in that segment.
Yeah, it was. I just want to tell everybody, as an Alabama football fan, you know, I was there for the South Carolina loss. Everybody just needs to chill a little bit, drink a little bourbon, whatever you need to do to chill out. It's going to be all right. I mean, they have a great coach. I was really surprised about how many people are attacking Calipari. That was surprising to me. And I just want to say, you know, it's just one season. It happens, you know. Saban's had, you know, 2010, one of the best teams we ever had, and it was a disappointing season, you know. But, you know, you bounce back. It happens. It happens. I think everybody just needs to chill a little bit. But I was really surprised at how much venom has been thrown toward
their
coach.
I think that the worst venom came from those who cannot get past Cal and what he did with his team in protesting the national anthem. And by the way, Nick Saban did the same thing. So did almost every other coach in America. And there are plenty of programs out there whose coach did that, Logan, that are winning right now. That just comes with the territory in today's world.
Yeah, I can see that. And I wasn't aware of that. But now that you mention it, you know, there's a lot of people that just have these preconceived notions about things. And, you know, your show, that's what I love about your show. You bring people on and you really call out these narrow-minded people. So I really appreciate you, Paul. And Greg Byrne was awesome. Thank you for having him on there. He cheered me up. So it made me go into the weekend with a positive note. So I do appreciate you having him on. I was really surprised at how many people today were just so depressed and calling for Calipari to be fired. That was something I had never thought would happen.
Me either. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Jax is up next in Texas. Hey, Jax.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing really well.
Great. I just want to comment. I'm a Razorback fan, lifelong. I just wanted to comment on the Kentucky people calling in. And you know, I think it's more, less minutia and more of it really hitting deep down inside that Alabama, Arkansas, which has had a once great program, Florida, and Tennessee are from now on, in my opinion, going to be as good as they are. And they're going to have to, and they're not going to be given anything. They're going to have to fight it out with Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Tennessee, and maybe another team or two during the year. It's not going to be.
You know, you may be right about that. There could be I think one of the Kentucky callers said it. There was that time when Kentucky didn't have to worry about anybody else. Every once in a while, you remember Florida had a run. They won two national championships. LSU had some great teams. There would be those outlier, Tennessee, of course. But for the most part, Arkansas in the day. But yeah, there's players are not automatically going to Kentucky anymore.
No, and Paul, you have to, even though they're five stars, you have to get the creme de la creme of the five stars.
Yeah, and once you get them, you have to do something with them.
Right, I agree. But I just think that there are four universities out there, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Florida, that are just going to be right with Big Blue Nation from now on. It's not going to be, them winning the conference every year by six games. Those days are over.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Thank you for the call, Jack. There's not pressure on John Calipari. The issue is now going to be what happens next, because he's still in control, and fans love that team more than anything else. But you know, they do expect championships, and it's been a while. 12 was the last championship. That's 9 years. And the last Final Four was in 15, even though they've come close. And those things start to mount when you are not a blue blood. Forget blue blood. When you are one of the elite, one of the two or three best in the country. Thank you very much for the call. Let's continue and check out Chris, who is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Chris. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Chris Druckenmiller here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wonderful.
Razorback fan, but everything I heard you say about Kentucky rings true. I've seen them been on the message boards, and they've been wanting to get rid of Cal for a little while, some of them anyway. But you got to look at some of the trends he's set. I mean, Coach K, he's kind of copied the one and done, and Cal had success at UMass and Memphis, and he didn't have to have all those five-star players. Anybody that's not a Kentucky fan knows they're going to be back. They know Cal's going to get it straight.
Yeah, I don't think there's really much doubt about that. But you and I both know that in college basketball, there's no sure thing. And I think now Cal has put himself in this awkward position where what is good enough? And I don't know. They get to the Final Four next year, people will calm down. But if they don't, there'll be a few more on edge. By the way, he still has a $54 million buyout. He's not going anywhere.
I agree with you there. I'll end with this, Paul. I know this is about Kentucky. What do you think if you're Hunter Yurecek, you're going to raise must to if you're Hunter Yurecek? Then I'll let you go.
Thank you. I would give him anything he wants. I mean, right. I'm not a big believer in just throwing money away, which we've seen in the past where coaches – I mean, the Tennessee example. I mean, how do you come up with a better one than a guy that – had really not proven very much, and you extend his contract. But if you have a diamond in the rough, and Eric Musselman is ornato, you lock them down. You don't. If you have to pay for it on the back end, you pay for it. But you cannot take a chance. It's too hard to find the right choice. By the way, this goes for any business. I'm not talking about only coaching, but it goes for. Everyone out there who has a payroll, everyone out there who deals in personnel, and too often companies they handle this type of thing very, very bad. It is hard to get the right person for any job. Let's continue with more calls. And Brian is up next. Hey, Brian, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
I just want to it seems like any time you talk about or you critique or us as Kentucky fans critique Coach Cal or the team, you know, automatically people want to talk about us wanting to get him fired and everything else. And I think a lot of people just want to be heard. I think a lot of people, they was excited about the one and done. You know, really, we was in a bad spot when Coach Cal was hired, and I think that everybody was enthusiastic. But, you know, I remember CM Newton saying that, hey, just give it time. Kentucky fans are going to be hard on Coach Cal the same way they was Adolph Rupp, the same way they was Joe B. Hall. And, you know, Patino, he really left before there was a chance for him to have a bad turn. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, they say the basketball is different. But if you look back at the Patino eras and the different eras, all them players still had to take the same shots. They still had to make the same calls. And I don't think the game as far – I think the game has changed a lot, but you still got to have solid players. And I think that a lot of people are kind of against the one and done now. And I think they want to build more of a family and know the players instead of just having to learn new players every single year and us have inexperience and maybe wait till the end of the year before, you know, we get experience before we start winning. You know, I don't expect to win a championship. I don't even expect to go to the Final Four every year, but, you know, I would like to see a team built instead of a team leaving every year and going pro. And think, you know, it's just...
Brian, you know. I agree with you. I think sometimes goals are unrealistic, but if you are Kentucky, and I think we haven't really mentioned this, but there's no excuse for this season. I don't care, COVID or no COVID, you have sure. The players. If somehow you miss the tournament by one game, then you miss it. But this team wasn't within 100 miles of the tournament.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, people's talking about the Allen shot, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm on all these groups and everything else, and everything Kentucky was saying all year was put in Allen. Well, he put in Allen, and he let Allen make the last call and the last shot, and it didn't work. And that's just, you know, just the way it
I get all the things about him being the hot shooter, but if you're playing percentage basketball, don't you want to take a chance at, you know, go to the basket, and you're very likely going to get a foul.
Sure. You're trading one choice for two. Two choices, either you hit the layup or you get fouled versus shooting a three, you know.
I mean, you do it in one motion, and, you know, I'll take my chances on that over a 1-3 shot.
Exactly. You know, everybody had to deal with COVID. People blame COVID for this, that. We all had to deal. All teams, the good teams,
considering this is the anniversary of the beginning of the pandemic, there's not a person listening to me any place in this country that hasn't had to deal and cope with COVID. It's not an excuse for one team over the other, one person over the other. We've all dealt with it, some better than others.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.